The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, we're going to talk more about greeny stuff now because I'm joined by Derek Riley, Partnership Director at Nevo. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, Pat. Coming to you live from Vienna here.
From where?
Vienna in Austria. We're here with Citroen looking at one of their new affordable B-segment electric hatchbacks, actually.
Okay, how much is it selling for in Austria, do you know?
In the major eight European markets, it's starting at €23,300, but price yet to be confirmed in Ireland. But a great little electric vehicle that's coming to the market soon.
Okay, now tell me, what is Nevo? Remind us.
Ireland's only dedicated electric vehicle marketplace, so people will come to our website to see what cars are available, and there are over 90 electric vehicles on the market in Ireland. We have a journey planner, we have a comparison tool, and we also carry out full reviews on every single electric van and car in the market at the moment.
So that's Nevo, N-E-V-O.
Nevo.ie, yeah. We also ran Ireland's first ever electric car show in RDS in February, and you were at it yourself.
I was. It was a terrific show. In fact, there were so many electric vehicles, I couldn't even, in the time I had available, I couldn't see them all.
We're actually going running a second one in November with 40% bigger space and 40% more vehicles. So, Pat, we'll have to get you back for a couple of more hours again.
Now, talk to me about buying an electric car, because it's not for everybody. I mean, if I'm going to and from, say, Cork to Dublin every day, and I make that return journey, I'm in sales or something like that, maybe I can't find a vehicle that'll do the job for me.
That's correct, yeah, but they're very few and far between, people that will be on the road that often. And we're after carrying out some research and we're going to be publishing it today, so you're getting it firsthand. But what we're finding is, well, our finance partner at Bank of Ireland, people that come out of a three-year finance deal and go have the choice then of going out of an electric vehicle or staying in an electric vehicle, 9 out of 10 people are staying in electric vehicles. So when you can start to hear this positivity and positive stories, because what we hear sometimes on the media is a lot of misinformation, disinformation, and a bit of negativity. But actual facts are 9 out of 10 people prefer their EV and they stay in their EV after that three-year term.
Now, what are the rules of engagement when you're buying an EV? I mean, a lot has been made of depletion of values in the second-hand market, and a lot of that down to Tesla dropping their price in a very dramatic fashion overnight.
Yeah, and other manufacturers have followed, so it is a bit of a sore point if somebody did buy an electric vehicle a year ago. But what we say is, hold on to that vehicle, make sure you get the value out of it. Very rarely you'd get a value after changing a vehicle after a year or two. Average vehicles held in Ireland for maybe 4 to 5 years. And what we're seeing again with some more statistics that and reports that we're running is that the average price of the top 10 selling electric vehicles has dropped in the last 6 months from around €50,000 to just under €43,000. So they're becoming more affordable for sure. If you did buy at the peak and that was all to do with less supply and demand, yes, it is a bitter pill to swallow, but more and more people can actually afford to go into an electric vehicle now.
Now, people say, I'm buying a second-hand EV, because that's how most people in Ireland, I think, buy their cars. A lot of new cars are sold to fleets and so on, and to those who do PCPs and roll them over. But many people go into the forecourt and buy a second-hand car. And there's a lot of stuff around about, you know, what state is the battery in? It's not a new car, therefore the warranty is not what it should be. Talk to me about battery degradation and warranty.
Yeah, definitely. So you want to make sure you're going to a reputable dealership that has the ability to check the state of health on that battery. So when you're buying a used electric vehicle, you're always asking, what's the state of health on that battery? Because when it was made, it was at 100%. It's been 4 years old. It's 5 years old. Give me the percentage. And that's very similar to how efficient a motor is in a petrol or diesel car. So understanding what's the state of health on that battery. Again, we're finding that used electric vehicles are actually moving faster off the forecourt than petrol or diesel. After 90 days, there's only about 6% left, whereas with petrol or diesel, there's about 16% left. So used EVs are getting more and more popular. So understanding the battery health, but also understanding what's the warranty left on the battery, because these manufacturers want to make sure that you've got that confidence in that battery. They're saying we'll give you 7, 8, even 10 years worth of warranty on that battery. So if something goes wrong, we look after it. You don't have to worry about it.
Now, people talk about replacing batteries and how expensive they might be. Suppose you do hang on to your electric car for 10 years and the battery then is degraded, it doesn't mean it's degraded to zero, does it?
Correct, yeah. So you may need to replace a couple of cells or a couple of modules. A cell could be everything from 400 to 500 euros. A module, which is a batch of those cells, might be 1,000 or 2,000 euros. There are some scaremongers out there with big numbers that are being quoted. But again, here at NEVO, we deal in the facts. We don't talk about hearsay.
So in terms of the warranties, do they extend to the second-hand market? Because a lot of the time, a manufacturer's warranty, they say, if you don't get it serviced with us, your warranty is kaput.
Correct, yeah. And I'd always recommend going back to a dealership to get a proper service, because an electric vehicle doesn't really need a service. It needs a safety check. Make sure the brakes are okay, because there's so few moving parts within an electric vehicle. So going to your dealership, they've got the technicians that have been trained on the high voltage stuff, so they know what they're talking about. So it's not that they're trying to keep you going back to the dealership just to have a service. They understand it, whereas you may have an independent garage out there that doesn't even have a workshop, that doesn't even have trained technicians. And yes, they're going to be scared about electric vehicles coming into them, but go to the people that know what they're talking about and they'll make sure that the warranty is looked after.
All right. What kind of questions do you typically get from people who are thinking of going into an EV? What are they concerned about?
A lot of people are, what they're worried about is, or concerned about or aware of is how far will it get me? And I was talking to your researcher yesterday, and people think about those long journeys once or twice a year where we might go from Benmullet to Dunleary across the country. But I always say, what's your daily routine? What's your weekly routine? Like, you wouldn't buy a suitcase and carry it around with you all year just because you go on holidays twice a year. And so you need to start thinking about an electric vehicle. How often am I going to use the battery? Can I charge at home? Do I have off-street parking? There's a couple of small things you need to think about, but there's over 100,000 EV drivers in Ireland at the moment and growing every single month. Yes, it's starting to slow down, but people just need that confidence back again. And what we're seeing is more and more charging infrastructure being rolled out across the country every single day. That charging infrastructure is getting stronger and stronger.
Well, this one here from a listener: bought a new diesel car last week. We live in a terraced house in a town that has one charger. The biggest problem for us when deciding is simply no way to charge a car at home. Using private chargers are as dear as petrol, so our decision was a no-brainer. What do you say about that? Because on the forecourt, if you're using the commercial chargers, it can cost.
Absolutely. But actually, this week, we've got two announcements. We've had Lidl, the supermarket, bringing down their prices to be the most affordable EV chargers across the supermarket chains in Ireland. And that's going to have an effect on the other market, supermarkets as well, saying, OK, we want to be even cheaper than Lidl. And then yesterday, we had Ionity bringing out their fast charging prices down again to 42 cent. Zevi, at the end of last week, the Zero Emission Vehicle Ireland department within the Department of Transport, they brought out plans about, OK, what are we going to do about neighbourhood charging? Can we utilise some of the car parks that are out and about, like schools and churches, chapels, places of worship, that may not be utilised during the night, where you could walk up the road, or sorry, drive up to your local car park that might be used and then walk back to the apartment and get that cheaper overnight rate?
A couple of other things. What is tyre degradation like on electric cars, and how much does this contribute to rubber and plastic pollution? That's from Darren in Westport.
Great question. Yeah, so there are certain types of tyres that would work better on an electric vehicle with low rolling resistance to make sure that you're getting the maximum range out of it. So again, going to a tyre like Best Drive or somewhere like that that understands the tyres that go on to the correct vehicle that you're getting, but they don't wear any more or less than a big diesel or petrol SUV. So again, there's a couple of myths out there about that.
Okay, you can get a lot of information on nevo.ie, but one last question, and it's about charging times. I mean, you talked about range. How many kilometres can I get out of a complete charge? But how quickly can I charge is perhaps more important.
Yeah, you've got brands like Hyundai and Kia that can go from 10 to 80%. If it's a fast enough charger, Pat, in 18 minutes. So by the time you plug in, walk into the services, go to the restroom, grab a coffee and then walk out again, your car has got another 300 or 400 kilometres on it. So those charging speeds are getting faster and faster. But don't get hung up on the smaller details. How often will you be using those fast chargers? How often do you need them? If you're just plugging in once or twice a week at home, you may not need to rely on that fast charging speed on a daily basis.
All right. Well, Derek, thank you very much for joining us from Vienna. Derek Riley, Partnership Director at nevo.ie.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.